First of all, Brian, congratulations. I suppose there's no better place to start than the substitution. Billy Painter comes on and he wins it for you with two goals.
Big impact on the game, most certainly. It's a crazy and silly game, this, because our play was littered with mistakes, most certainly second half, but I think a lot of hard work, a lot of desire to improve the situation paid off for us, basically, but it wasn't pretty out there, I know that.
Two smart finishes from Billy. The first one sort of passed it into the bottom corner. It was a lovely composed finish, wasn't it?
Yeah. I mean, he will, every time Billy comes on, he always gets chances. And he was just itching to get on and try to help the situation.
Impact player, I guess, and now he's up to 13 for the season. It makes him top scorer. I suppose it's good to have a guy like that you can bring on. And I suppose if he starts, you're going to have other options anyway.
Yeah, most certainly. I think when you are challenged at the top end for promotion, you need a squad and you need a good bench, and we've got a good bench as well.
It was a big call though, wasn't it, to take Ian Hume off at the time, bring Billy Painter on. Obviously Ian was a bit frustrated when he came off, but calls like that, I suppose that's what you pay to
well,
do.
Well, we're all in it together. Yeah, we're all in it together. That's the important thing, and the players understand that when they substituted, it's for the benefit of the team.
A big, big win as well with the other results that have happened today, but it, you know, it just takes you that bit closer. I suppose it doesn't matter how you win. You say there was some mistakes in the second half. The fact is that you've won.
The most important thing is winning, and at this stage, that's key today. That was a pivotal win for us today. As you say, we can't expect others to do us favours. We've got to think they're going to win all their games, and we've got to do the same.
14 away wins, which is the most in English football in all the divisions. Incredible record, isn't it?
Sensational, really, isn't it, in that sense? And we saw why this afternoon. When a team is not playing well, particularly well with the ball, they can do some things differently, and that's what we did.
Do you always believe, is that something about this team that separates them from maybe some of the others, that even when you go 1-0 down, it's looking like it could be one of those days, you're still in a split second, you've turned it around, it's 2-1?
Yeah, the squad as a whole believe they can win when they go behind, and we've showed that. Again, once again today, we've gone behind. A bad goal for us to give away on a counter-attack. Normally, we're pretty good dealing with counter-attacks. It was a bad goal and a bad time for us as well. Not long after the first, in the second half, so it was. Players believe they can win games from difficult situations.
You really sort of shut them out after you got the second. They had one good chance, I suppose, near the end. Was your heart in your mouth a little bit?
It was a real chance. Yeah, it was a real chance. I turned away in horror because I thought it was going to go in the bottom of the net.
I suppose it's good as well to have Neil Sullivan. Gary Woods couldn't play today, but Neil, with his experience, he knows what to do, he knows what he needs to say to those defenders as well, and he was good today, wasn't he?
And he kept us in the game in the first half as well. Really good, crucial save after about 30 minutes, 35 minutes, I think it was. Really top class save.
And that, you know, front two of the year in the second half there with Brown and Painter, the physical, aren't they? It enables you to play in different styles, I suppose, because you've got technically gifted players, you've also got a bit of strength and power there.
Yeah, and we've got good pace wide. You know, I decided to play James wide, which is probably his more natural position, but he has done really well for us up front, dropping back into midfield as well. And David Cott was always a threat. Great cross early in the second half that we didn't capitalise on. So it's we're nearly there. Not yet, but we're nearly there.
It's just two games, it's so close now. It must be exciting for the players. They must be able to feel it now.
It's 180 minutes plus a little bit extra, whichever the referee puts it. You can call it 200 minutes of football, and that's what we've got, and they've earned that chance now to rubber stamp what they've done all season.
What is going to be the most important thing now to finish the job, to make sure that, you know, it's within your grasp? All you've got to do is go there and finish it now. How do you do that?
Very simple, keep doing the proper things. And people will make mistakes, there's no doubt about that. And if you make and cover up for your mistakes, because overall, our ability will shine through. You know, when we're on form, I said it when I took over, because I know in the league, we're the best team in the league. And we keep proving it.
Just a quick word on the injuries there. Gary Woods didn't travel, I believe, today.
No.
How bad is his back then? Because I know you were going to monitor it and see it. Is it likely to keep him out, maybe even for the next two?
To be honest, with back spasms, it's difficult to understand how. It came very quickly. We thought it might go quickly, but we'll have to look at him on Monday and see how he feels on Monday.
What about Griffin? How close was he to being involved?
No. Unfortunately, a scan showed he had a 9-centimetre tear in the lower part of his hamstring.
Is he out for the season now?
I would say so, yes.
Is that a big blow? I know that James Husband did pretty well, fitting in at right back.
Yeah, James did excellent. Andy's come in and played really well last three games, and but unfortunately, the tear is. I don't know. He's an experienced pro. He's a quick healer. There may be a chance for Brentford away. Who knows? Let's just hope there is.
Just a final word. Is it credit to James, though? He's been asked to play lots of positions, both full-back positions, more advanced roles as well. Is he showing sort of a sense of calmness that is beyond his years, really, especially in a promotion season? Yeah,
very mature. Without the shadow of a doubt, if you probably said to him, how many games would you like to start this season? If he said 10, he'd be delighted with 10. I think he's well above that. Probably twice the amount now. So he's in that sense, he's had a really good season.